Good morning, gentlemen. I had a fucking... I had a battery with the fucking... the lights on... You know. Are we there yet? Yeah. Well, I've just finished remanufacturing a clock from old bits, you know. I had one that was, Felix the cat clock that was so old, it was like, you know, tick, tick, tick. What's my hand? Yeah, it's going tick, 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 tick. And it'd be 3 to 5 minutes slow on the upside because the weight of the hand, and it was so old. So it'd be sort of dragging up, you know, on the uphill side and coming down the other side, you know what I mean? Which way is this fucking thing going? I just unmirrored it and coming down the other side again, you know, so the gears were worn from the weight of the hand, you know, so it was fast, slow on the, where's the fucking camera, it was slow on the upside and, you know, fucking going over and then it was fast on the downside, you know. Still clicked at the same time, it still clicked at the 1 second rate, but the gears were just worn in particular ways, you know. So anyway, here's I've got to get this off here. Yeah, so here's the marvellous old Felix the cat clock. See that it was fucked, but it had good hands on it. The motor was completely fucked. And, you know, to get a similar clock, you know, similar size, easy to read clock, it was about $30 or $35 or something. And to get, you know, then I have to wait for the thing, then there's a trip to the post office and fucking rah-dee, 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 rah. And then there's the sort of movements, you know, the new motors for them. And that's like $15 to $20 or something, you know. And I thought, oh fuck this, you know. And I had a I had another really fucking cheap clock that was, you know, from the op shop, you know, $10. And I reset all the things so the minute, the hour hand pointed at 12, you know, the hour hand pointed at 12, the minute hand pointed at 12, and the seconds hand pointed at the 12, and then a week later, it just never fucking lined up properly, you know what I mean, like 12:15, all that way. Because I've unmirrored the damn fucking thing, I figured that out. Well, if that's the center point there, that's the pivot, you know. Well, coming over from 12 to 15, the 15 would be there, but the hour hand, that's the minute hand, but the hour hand would be like, not 15, that would be like 12:05, you know. So I reset the whole damn thing, so everything was dead on, and within a week it was half an hour fast, and I just thought, oh, this is just junk, you know. So I said, I don't want the hands, I don't want the face, I don't want the case, it's all horribly cheap shit from China, it's all worn out, it's broken, the little electromagnetic powered fucking little regulator type thing that's supposed to hang down and go tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick talk, you know, that didn't work, you know, and it was all fucked. So I just said, oh, fuck, it's going in the bin. But I did have one sort of war, it was like a desk clock, but it was, you know, that was good, but it was the watch face on it, you know, the face or the clock face on it was hard to read from a distance. And, you know, there's getting a clock right, getting a clock face style is actually, there's a real science, because there's clocks that they have at railway stations that can be seen like half a block, you know, like they're fucking huge, you know, but they can be seen about a block away, half a block away in red, you know, from 100, 200 metres away or whatever, you know, depending on size and location and station and that, but like, you know, say, you know, say the length of a train, a six carriage train, you know, you can see it at the other end, you know, and read it, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, my favourite, so anyway, this small, yeah, about that big, you know, this small desk clock, which can be hung on the wall if you're smart with a screwdriver. That was a horrible face for anything more than, you know, say an arm's length away. It was a horrible fucking interface, you know. It was hard to read, you know. And so what I did is I got my favourite radium clock from the Maxlow fucking digital clock thing for your desktop, and what I did is I got that image and I redid it so it was the right size to fit into that clock face, and I took out the old cardboard thing with the fucking printing on it. I took that out. I double laminated this paper one that I printed, and then I got it I double laminated it so it would be stiff in the sort of thing of cardboard. I got some double-sided tape, which wasn't truly fucking, oh, there's the reel that I had spare laying around. I couldn't find it because it was right in front of me. Yeah, but this double-sided tape, it's not real sticky, you know. It's not like, oh, fuck, you know, you can put a bit on the cat's fucking paw and then watch the cat try and get it off for half an hour or something, you know. Well, not really, you don't, but, you know, if the cat treads on a bit, you know. And with lots of research into the fucking laminating plastics and how to bond hot plastic to a paper surface, one of the things that sort of I worked out is that when they do the laminating pouches, that they've actually got a layer of plastic that is heat resistant to, say, 220 degrees centigrade, you know what I mean, or something like that, but they have a thin layer of sort of softer adhesive plastic that melts at about 130 to 150 degrees centigrade, you know. So that layer sticks to the fucking paper, and then the harder, higher temperature plastic is glued to the fucking paper. Now, what I worked out is I reckon there's such a thing as clearly visible, and then there's sort of, you'd barely notice it, but it serves a function. And this is where I think they put, say, an oil, mineral oil based release on these clear plastic laminating pouches, is that they put about two or three drops of, say, something the equivalent of baby oil per square metre. So this is so that you don't have a really an oil coating on the fucking plastic. You don't have an oil coating on the plastic, but what you do have is you have enough super thin, fucking microscopically thin oil film to separate the plastic from the hot rollers as it goes, to separate it from the rollers as it goes through to act as a release. And so you can have an extremely fine amount of oil, but it doesn't sort of get into anything. But if you've got a tape, a double-sided tape, and the adhesive isn't very thick and it's not very strong, that makes the fucking tape, if there's anything where the surface isn't absolutely dead flat, and the moulding of this clock face, the clock housing, the actual bit that holds the movement with the hands and stuff, that was fucking wonky and shit. It's a really bad, really bad die casting. It was fucking awful, you know. So that paper, the double laminated fucking clock face, that kept releasing from all the bits that where the die sort of bent over and sunk down, you know what I mean? The tape on top of that would slowly peel away from, or the fucking double, the laminated pouch on top of this would slowly lift up and peel and separate. And I thought, oh, this is going to hit on the, this is not going to hit on the hands, but, you know, when you sort of put a clock in position, because I can just keep replacing the fucker, it's a good looking clock face. I like it, I set it up, and, you know, it works. So I'll keep the clock, I'll keep the housing, keep the fucking what clock face, and just change the fucking movements when they die, you know. And, or become too inaccurate to be sort of really relied upon, you know. And it's over time like that that, you know, that laminate, where's my fucking hand? You know, you'll see it sort of, from laying flat, you know, it might rise up, and then the fucking, you know, the hands will, instead of the hands just sort of clearing it, you know, it might rise up just a little bit and fucking start rubbing, you know, and then you lose your accuracy of your clock, or the clock jams and stops. And this fucking seat's hard. So, yeah, I just thought, you know, the only thing I said, I'm not going to, the cunts who made it in China, and the combination of shit double-sided tape, and it not holding down properly. So what I did, this is really tiny, so what I did was I got, so this has got some, tiny little screws, that's my finger, I think that fucking, absolute cunt of a fucking wife. He got cancer and died on him. This is from, you know, the other siblings in the family told me this. Yeah, but I got these tiny little screws, and what I did is I put a fucking, I put a point on a nail. Move your fucking head. Yeah, I put a point on the nail so it was like a needle, you know. Where's my fucking fingers? So, yeah, it was like a very fucking fine point on a needle. And I drilled through all the fucking hour markings. And then I just put in these little screws around the clock face. And fastened them fastened that double labored where the hole, you know, the tape wasn't really good, and I think the laminate pouches, a microscopic film of oil with, you know. So what I did is I went round the whole fucking clock. Where's my fucking hand? I just went round all around. I just went all around the clock face. You know. At the out points and put in a screw to hold the double laminated clock face into the clock, you know. And yeah, it looks very butch. So you know, set all the hands just so because these hands were for a much bigger radius, and I shortened them down, you know. They're aluminium and just cut with good strong scissors, you know what I mean? And then I put the bends on them so that they under, where's my fucking hands? So that the dome in the clock face, the dome glass cover, you know, that everything would fit under, everything would fit under the domed. Those are my fucking hands. Yeah, you know. Yeah, this is like the glass. You know what I mean? So I bent and set the hands just so that they'd all fit under this with the fucking centre of the thing, and then they'd all curve, you know, they all were set just so. And yeah. And now, because the mechanism in this, it's a little bit worn, but I reckon I could get another 8 or 10 years out of it, you know, sort of reliable-ish movement, you know. I reckon I can get at least a good 5 years out of it, and then sort of maybe another 4 or 5 years on top of that before I need to get a new mechanism. So, you know. Got a very butch clock. Very, very he-man. It's good. And because of the arms, the hands on it, the hour hand is very thick, and that comes, the hour hand is very sort of thick, and that comes up under the numbers so it doesn't obscure the numbers. And then the minute hand, you know, that goes around the clock face, and that sort of goes up nearly to the minutes, you know. And then the second hand goes up past the seconds, you know, over the seconds, and it all sort of lines up, you know. You can see wear and tear and errors and slight fucking things when you get really fucking nitpicky, or you can just say that's perfect. That's not fucking perfect, but it's perfect enough, you know. So yeah, so here's a short video of it running, and you know, that's what you can do when you get off your ass and have a go. All right, gentlemen, bye.